The Midday Report.
So I mentioned a bit earlier that Fikile Mbalula, the transport minister, is busy releasing the Easter traffic statistics at the Grasmere Toll Plaza. And I wanted to know if you thought that was necessary. So on the SMS line, the Grasmere conference is absolutely necessary. If Fikile is not the center of attention, he will cease to exist. That's from Chris. And then another SMS says, hi, Mandy. Mbalula is a clown. He is completely ineffective and doesn't deserve his position. That's unnamed. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. It's been a busy day for Fikile Mbalula, because he started off with an address this morning to the SA Civil Aviation Authority's National Aviation Conference. We know it's been a tough time for the aviation industry over the last year with the pandemic. So let's have a listen to what Fikile Mbalula was saying there.
As we gather today to take stock, many more jobs in the sector are hanging by a thread. The theme for this conference, reigniting the aviation sector beyond COVID-19, cannot be more relevant as we look at ways in which we can kickstart the recovery of the aviation industry. This is an industry that serves as the bedrock of a significant portion of any country's socio-economic activities. In one of its recent reports, ICAO had estimated that as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, international passenger traffic dropped by a dramatic 60% during the 2020 calendar year, with just 1.8 billion passengers using air transport compared to 4.5 billion in 2019.
That's Fikile Mbalula speaking at the Aviation Conference today. Watching that one for us is Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter. Kevin, what else was said by Fikile Mbalula and the Civil Aviation Authorities today?
A very good afternoon to you, Mandy. Well, this platform is being attended by the South African Civil Aviation Authority, who is hosting the discussion, as well as the Airports Company South Africa, and also the International Air Transport Association, as well as the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. Now, this is obviously to reflect over the past year and how the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted the aviation sector. The Civil Aviation Authority Chief Director, Poppy Khoza, said that they, before the pandemic started, that they were busy with electronic implementation of registration processes for operators that, came of much use during the pandemic, because obviously these regulatory procedures still needed to play out during the course of last year, and obviously still continue to play out. The minister also made mention with regard to air travelers departing domestic flights here in the country, and saying that that has dropped by 62% last year. He said that passenger numbers departing on international travel dropped by 75%. Now, this is obviously be as a result of countries introducing travel restrictions and stay-at-home orders. We also had a hard lockdown very early on during the pandemic. So the first half of this platform basically reflecting on the past year, and these delegates will obviously now during the course of the afternoon, it is scheduled to take place until 4 o'clock this afternoon, will then deliberate on issues in terms of how the industry can solidify itself under COVID-19 conditions and still ensuring a safe platform where people can use to travel at the time of the pandemic, Mandy.
Kevin, thank you so much for that. That's Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter, watching that aviation press conference today where Fikile Mbalula was talking. As I mentioned, he is now on our TV screens. He's busy releasing those Easter traffic results. I can tell you that according to the preliminary figures, 189 crashes were recorded over the Easter weekend, 235 fatalities nationwide. And there's a breakdown there. The Western Cape, 24 crashes, 26 fatalities. KwaZulu-Natal, always the big one, unfortunately. 42 crashes, 54 fatalities.